For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. During his first full day of the state visit to the UK, Chinese President Xi Jinping has addressed both houses of British Parliament. In an 11-minute speech, Xi Jinping has said he believes his five-day state visit to Britain, the first one in a decade by a Chinese head of state, will lift the bilateral ties to a new height. He says China and Britain are increasingly interdependent and becoming a community of shared interest. Xi Jinping, who arrived in London on Monday evening, told the parliamentarians that he is already deeply impressed by the vitality of the China-UK relations and the profound friendship between the two peoples. More than 500 people listened to Xi Jinping's speech, including Lord Speaker Francis D'Souza of the House of Lords, Speaker John Bercow of the House of Commons, Prime Minister David Cameron, and Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn. President Xi notes that Britain was the first major Western country to recognize the newly born People's Republic of China and the first European Union member to establish a comprehensive strategic partnership with China. China's central bank has issued its first offshore renminbi note in London. The note is worth 5 billion yuan, or nearly 800 million U.S. dollars, with an interest rate of 3.1% and matures in 2016. The move follows the agreements reached at the 7th China-UK Economic and Financial Dialogue in September. It's the first time that a renminbi note has been issued outside China. It will help explore an offshore renminbi market and facilitate cross-border trade and investment. The Bank of China has formally announced the establishment of a trading center in London. The trading center is set to provide clients with greater coverage in foreign exchange, derivatives, commodities, and fixed income trading. In the meantime, the bank has also launched the BOC RMB Bond Trading Index in Beijing, London, and Singapore. It can help overseas investors understand China's interbank bond market, track market prices, and enhance the efficiency of trading. The RMB Bond Trading Index is run by the Bank of China's Shanghai RMB Trading Unit. Price information is maintained on Bloomberg and Thomson Reuters Icon every trading day, with monthly reports available on the BOC's official website. A Chinese company has pledged 2 billion pounds, or about 3.1 billion U.S. dollars, to build a biomass power station in Britain. Sinofortune Group announced on Tuesday it had signed the contract with British firm Ortheos Ecoparks Limited. The 299-megawatt combined heat and power station would generate electricity from imported plant waste from two sites in Wales. The electricity would light homes, and excess heat would be used to warm indoor ponds growing seafood and hydroponic crops. Former Republican vice presidential nominee Paul Ryan of Wisconsin has signaled that he may be willing to run for the post of Speaker of the House of Representatives that is soon to be vacated by John Boehner. It marks a major shift for the current chairman of the powerful House Ways and Means Committee, who had earlier ruled out running for Speaker and de facto leader of the fractious House Republican Conference. Ryan says he will only run if supported by both conservative and moderate Republican groups in the House. Australia's opposition have given their nod to the terms of the China-Australia Free Trade Agreement. The result comes after a meeting between Labour Party Senator Penny Wong and the government's trade minister. Labour's caucus room has approved the deal this morning, which now includes a number of small changes to the Australia Migration Act. The result comes somewhat as a surprise, since some elements of the Labour Party had been vocal in their opposition to the deal. The Labour Party argued that under the deal, Australian jobs, conditions, and pay will all be negatively affected. The FTA will next be debated in Australia's upper house, the Senate, on November 9th. The number of refugee and migrant arrivals to Greece has topped 500,000 so far this year. The UN Refugee Agency said the total number of refugees and migrants to reach Europe via the Mediterranean is now over 640,000. In the meantime, at least 3,100 people have died en route. Refugees have also reported smuggling issues where smugglers offer discount rates for crossings in bad weather and packing more people onto boats for the crossing, which frequently proves fatal. The UN Refugee Agency stressed that additional stabilization measures need to be taken to guarantee the fulfillment of the relocation program agreed to by Europe in September. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.